USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Confronted about allegations that he orchestrated a sex trafficking ring that delivered girls to him and his high-profile acquaintances, financier Jeffrey Epstein repeatedly refused to answer questions to avoid incriminating himself, according to court records released today. A partial transcript of the September 2016 depositions was included in hundreds of pages of documents placed in a public file by a federal appeals court in New York. The deposition happened almost 3 years before Epstein's July 6th arrest on sex trafficking charges in a case that brought down a cabinet secretary and launched fresh investigations into how authorities deal with Epstein through the years. The 66-year-old has continued to plead not guilty. At the time of Epstein's arrest, prosecutors said they found a trove of pictures of nude and semi-nude young women at his $77 million Manhattan mansion. Epstein's lawyers did not immediately respond to emails seeking comment. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The man behind the tongue-in-cheek Facebook event page gets a visit from the government, and USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Matty Roberts, who created Storm Area 51, says that FBI agents showed up at his home recently, and he admits he was very scared at first. But he says the agents were actually, in his words, super cool, and just wanted to make sure that he wasn't a terrorist doing something like making pipe bombs in his living room. Roberts has repeatedly said the idea was just a joke, and he doesn't want anyone to get hurt, but nearly 2 million people had expressed interest in attending the event, which had been set for next month. I'm Chris Barnes.
The stock market had another decline as investors worry that a resolution in the U.S.-China trade dispute is a long way off. The S&P 500 index fell 19.44, the Dow Jones Industrial dropped 90.75 to 26,287, and the NASDAQ fell 80 points to 79.59. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A flight attendant is busted for being drunk on the job. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the details.
The sole flight attendant on a flight operated by United Airlines out of Chicago O'Hare International Airport to South Bend, Indiana, was intoxicated. This passenger tells ABC News,
"It was clear that she was inebriated in some capacity. She had no coordination, no balance, was incomprehensible over the microphone. One of the other passengers did get up at a certain point and help her sit down in her jump seat and actually buckle her in as if she was like a helpless child."
Police have charged 49-year-old Julianne March with public intoxication after the incident. The passenger also says,
"What I saw on the flight that day was a very concerning and confusing scene."
Sarah Nelson is the president of the Flight Attendants Association of America, and she says,
"It's unacceptable for anyone to have a distraction when they're performing safety-sensitive work or to be impaired in performing that safety-sensitive work."
March does admit to having a few drinks before the flight, although her blood alcohol content was 0.204, which is 5 times the legal limit for flight attendants.
Monica and Dean Breckenhoff, a bride and groom in Texas, got an amazing surprise on their wedding day when the recipient of their deceased son's heart showed up so they could hear the heartbeat through a stethoscope.
Colton's not here physically, but he's here.
That's been 7 years, and that's something we've always wanted.
The meeting was set up by the bride's sister. Their son, Colton, passed away at age 11 in a car accident 3 years ago. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.